Kishore.
Rasa Kishore, Prabhu. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hare Krishna, everyone. May I just know how are you doing? Tired or energized? Hari Bol. How are you feeling? Hari Bol. Do you feel something is happening in the heart as well? Or I also feel strongly, very strongly, that just by trying to be in the kirtan as much as possible, this effect of Mahaprabhu, that is, that the surface of the mirror of the heart is polished, it is actually happening, and so many good ideas come, and so on. I always think that kirtan is working almost despite of us. It means, however we are, Hari Bol, whatever is our condition in mind, if we are happy, if we are sad, and all the many emotions in between, the kirtan just picks us up and brings us to another level. Perhaps we should move a little forward. I see the devotees are coming in, or just a little, so that there is space.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, good morning everyone. I'm seeing that we're becoming full, so maybe we need an ashara, or is it called an asha? Someone who is a good asha amongst you?
Abhishek.
No, Abhishek is needs some peace, you know. What?
No.
Maybe when you are there, Madhuji, at the entrance, you can say there's ample place. You can sit on our laps. And here is also still place. Why don't we do something like this? You all come here, you know, we do a migration of populace. So that we create some space at the entrance of that entrance there. Just, you understand the idea of the migration of the tribes? Good. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I would like to greet you affectionately on the subject matter of the heart of Kirtan, and would like to start today with a question. Have you ever been in your life in a situation where you wished that circumstances would be different, but when you tried to change them to a more ideal situation, it seemed something was holding you back? Have you ever tried to perhaps change a habit and you sincerely wanted to do it, but when you actually wanted to change it, it didn't really work? Like perhaps you wanted to get up earlier, or maybe in your life a habit entered your life which you're not too happy about, but when you set out to change it, it didn't work. Have you been in this situation? I think we all have. The men go like, not me. I think we all know this. Why is this? That although we want to change something in our life for the better, when we go about trying to do it, it just does not work. It may work for 2 days perhaps, but then again we are back at that place which we actually wanted to leave. My dear devotees, this is because we are chained. There is a chain called Maya Sambandha, the chain of illusion. And in New York, I told the devotees a story which moved me very much, that illustrates what this chain is. It's a chain which you cannot see because it's in the mind. These chains which are in the mind, they are more difficult to break than iron. Iron chains or platinum chains or what other chains we have. The story is told of an Indian zoo where fire broke out, and somehow due to the terror which the animals felt, they were all able to break their cages. The tigers came out, the horses galloped away. What else do they have in a zoo? You know, all the animals broke free except for the strongest of them, the elephant. And when the insurance company later researched this, they found out that the elephant was only bound by a flimsy little thing like this to a plastic pole. He could have only done one movement with this foot and escaped to freedom, but no, he burned and died. Why? Well, when he was captured, it was somewhere in Rishikesh. As a baby, he was brought to the encampment where the hunters bound him with an iron chain to a strong tree. The baby elephant heard for 2 weeks the call of his mother and tried to move him to freedom. But the more he tried, the more this iron ring to which he was chained dug itself into the leg until it became full of pus just oozing out, and the little baby elephant finally broke down with a fever and almost died. After some time, didn't even dare to move his feet due to the intense pain on that leg. When the hunter saw this, they exchanged the chain for a little rope. The elephant didn't move its leg. And then they allowed the elephant, without any rope or chain, in the camp. Because the chain now was in the mind. I cannot free myself. We all have these chains in our minds that condition us and say, no, this is not possible for you. You are really an unworthy person. You are weak. You know it. This is how the chain goes. It's called the Maya Sambandha, the Maya chain. Now in Kirtan, my dear devotees, we discuss the art of Kirtan, the heart of Kirtan. In the heart of Kirtan, you find that you are practicing with another chain. It's called Samkrishna Sambandha. Sambandha, the word Sambandha, means sam, totally, and bandha, bound. So Maya, there's Maya Sambandha, which we suffer from as conditioned souls, who are like these elephants, who cannot change our habits. But if we enter into the Krishna Sambandha, where we are chained to Krishna, then, yeah, anything and everything is possible. There is a quotation I like to read to you, and then I would like to show you how to practice this in your kirtan. And then we will have questions and answers. Let me just see. I need a second set of eyes. And there's somewhere here in this. Found them. Can you understand this about the chain and how it's in the mind?
Yes.
You try and it pulls you always to the place which you wanted to leave.
What a terrible thing. So Prabhupada writes about this. I've written this down somewhere. Hope to find it for you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes. It is a fact. What is a fact? It is a fact that every living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. This is forgotten due to the influence of Maya, which induces one, it means it prompts you, this influence, it induces one to believe that if I do this, I'm materially happy. Being illusioned by Maya, one thinks that material happiness is the only desirable object. Good looks, a cool haircut, sufficient muscles, an attractive belly button, and so on. This material consciousness is like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. As long as he is bound to that conception, he cannot get out of Maya's clutches. However, if by Krishna's mercy one gets in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order and serves him, engaging other conditioned souls in the Lord's service, he then attains liberation and Lord Krishna's shelter. My dear devotees, this feeling in the heart, I'm the servant of Krishna, at least during kirtan, there we can practice. I'm trying to sing for you, Krishna. I'm trying to play the instruments for you, Krishna. I'm trying to arrange the room so that your devotees can serve you, Krishna. This idea, my dear devotees, will help you to get the heart of kirtan back. Really, I told this also somewhere just recently. In Germany, we have this story of the Tannenhäuser. It's a long story, but to make it short, it's about one person who hears that in the forest lives Michel, who's able to give you anything and everything you want, untold riches, the fulfillment of all your desires. And here, this man who hears about it decides to visit Michel. And Michel said, yes, I can give you anything you want, but come with me. And he leads him into his room. And there in glasses with some oily liquid, he sees 1,000 hearts. And they all have labels, these glasses, with names on them. And all these hearts go boom, 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 boom. It's scary. Paul, that's the name of this poor man, sees 1,000 hearts boom, 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 in glasses with labels. And he finds out one of the glasses has the label of a person who was his friend, but who became extremely rich all of a sudden and became very cold. He had a very cold heart and the friendship broke. So he asked Michel, what's about these hearts? Oh, Michel says, I have more. And he opens another door. There on shelves he finds 1 million, I didn't think he counted, but really, so many hearts. These are the hearts of the people whom I convinced to enter a deal with me. And I will now suggest to you the same deal. I, Michel, will take your heart and you won't even feel a bit. You just drink this little pleasant drink with mango flavor. And then, when you wake up,
your heart will be with me. Oh, but how will I live? The heart is important, is necessary for anatomy. Oh, said Michi, we have a much better heart than your heart. I will give you a marble heart. Look, and he takes a beautiful marble heart with nice. It's so cool, this marble heart. You know, marble is cool, no? And it is resistance. People can't hurt you. Marble is hard. It's so much better than your fragile, soft heart, which is always conflicted. Just say yes. And I mean, what do I get from? As I said, you get untold riches. You always have enough. You always can fulfill all your desires. You will be the best dancer on your village dance floor. That's something, you know. Your looks will be absolutely groovy. Paul said, and I won't feel a bit, not even a bit, it will be extremely pleasant. Okay, give me the drink. So he takes the drink of forgetfulness. And when he wakes up, boy, he has a very strong heart. He immediately plans a journey, such a strong heart. And as the story goes, as he goes about to settle, to live his life, he becomes so rich, my dear devotees. He becomes so successful. Not only is he the hero on the village dance floor, he becomes the hero on the city dance floor, he becomes the hero of the dance floor of the whole world. Michael Jackson is a beginner. Comparison. He had a good heart, by the way. So, yes, there's only one problem. He becomes selfish, envious, and he hits his wife. Wife becomes, cannot recognize her husband, Paul, any longer. And here comes the thing, enough is never enough for Paul. The heart of marble continues to surge and remain unsatisfied. Do you perhaps sometimes also have this problem, enough is never enough? Yes. It is because we have given our heart away to Maya, Maya Sambandha. Only if we do Krishna Sambandha, if we bind our heart with ropes of love and attachment to Krishna, then the heart will live. So this is, I found a very nice analogy, a nice story, which is told in the Black Forest from grandfather to grandson, and it has its certain power.
So in Kirta, my dear devotees, we practice really to bring our heart back to Krishna and to repair it. No more marble heart, but a beautiful golden, but not hard golden heart, and so on. And that is because in Kirtan there is one mood. When you want to practice Kirtan with the mood of the heart of Kirtan. When you practice Kirtan for other reasons and you have not claimed the heart of Kirtan, then that's not so satisfying. Yeah, I request you to repeat after. I will say it first in English and then in. It's actually from Chaitanya Charitamrita, old Bengali. It says, one is immediately freed.
What
this.
I was thinking, this I say alone, but because when we say something in English, our brain goes all into somehow getting it right, and we can't understand the content, what is there. So let me do it alone, but the Bengali, which anyways we don't understand, we are saying repetitively. So one is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya, the Maya Sambandha, if he or she seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." Does this sound familiar, this last line? Please engage me in your service. It's the underlying meaning of the chanting of Hare Krishna. This is the heart of the kirtan, not to say like this. But please repeat after me. Krishna tomahana jadi bale ekabar maya banda hoite krishna
maya banda hoite krishna
tade kade para hare krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Tuma Hanajani Bale ekabara Krishna Toma Hanayari Bale ekabara Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Tade Kade Para
Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Tade Kade Para
Krishna Toma Hanayari Bale ekabara beginning, the bound young elephant problem, or the bound conditioned soul problem, can be solved if you enter the heart of the kirtan, where during the kirtan you have this mood, Krishna, for so long I have forgotten you. Even I managed to do this in the Hare Krishna Hare Rama movement. For so many long years, I'm really a miracle in forgetfulness. But today, I'm sitting now in this kirtan, instruments in my hand, voice in my throat. Today, I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Yes, I exchanged my heart against a marble heart. I became servant of Michel or Maya, but please overlook all this and engage me in your service. Without this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you only get a shadow of the kirtan. Something that looks like chanting, but that is not really chanting. It is music. It is group singing. It is
about doing something on the dance floor. But it is not, it only is a resemblance, it's a shadow.
This is from actually Harinam Chintamani. It is Yavat sambada jnana stiranai haya tavadan nate namasara shraya. As long as someone does not understand his relationship with Krishna, Krishna sambandha, the individual soul will take shelter of Namabhasa, the shadow of the holy name. And my dear devotees, this shadow only satisfies you when it's a spiced shadow, spiced with good music, spiced with maybe recognition. Wow, now you're on your YouTube channel doing kirtan and everyone likes it, and so on. It's a spiced shadow, but still it's not the right thing. It's not the thing which nourishes us. I always tell the devotees, imagine Ram Govinda asks, invites us to his home in Alachua, and he says, Prabhu, my business didn't go so well. I only cooked one pizza. But I have made an installment here. See, here's the pizza, there's a lamp, and we can have a nice shadow pizza. Capiris are there, ananas, what else? Ahimsa cheese, everything, but for economical reasons, we have a shadow only for everyone. We know shadows cannot be eaten, really, therefore they stay. The shadow stays there. So we would not be nourished, we would have to go somewhere else, say Ram Govinda. Nice sentiment of yours, but we are hungry. We need to go somewhere and eat. So in the same way, if you do shadow chanting, which is not, has not the heart of kirtan, you will need to run somewhere else for your nourishment, and that will be mostly Maya things, the Maya world. It's, in other words, not a pious luxury to enter the heart of kirtan. It's an existential necessity. Because if you are not nourished properly, then this will not work in our lives. So I would like to now make an exercise with you, and then we will have questions and answers. I would like to do something which we do in some of our retreats. It's a little bit tuned in kirtan. I will have to just look, discuss something secretly with Gaur Krishna. Good. That was fast. It's a certain tune in which helps you to experience the heart of kirtan. So let us sit down. You're sitting already. I mean, let us sit straight to some degree. Not if you have to torture yourself. Look around in the room, please, because I will soon ask you to close the eyes. Yes. Well, here is the Asi who thinks is he present? Good. I request you to take a few deep breaths in and out. As you breathe in, tell yourself slow, helps you to slow down. And as you breathe out, tell yourself deep. We will now meditate
a bear, almost like a tiger, who searches for the tiger baby. Very internally, very strong, externally, very relaxed. Continue to breathe. Slow and deeper. Now in your mind's eye, see that in reality you are a soul, an eternal servant of Krishna. Yes, you may have the body of a young man, good functioning body, muscles are there. Yes, you may have the body of a young woman, a nice, handsome appearance, but really, the heart of hearts, you're a tiny soul, but at the heart of Krishna. Second, in Kirtan, you have the chance to address Krishna, the infinite, glorious Lord, the source of all the beauty, all the strength, who happens to love you. And the third, you're here in the material world at the moment in America. And the real purpose of your existence is to re-establish your relationship to Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
kirtan is not really so difficult. The first thing is, make sure that the real you sings to Krishna. That you who is the part of Krishna. The second, make sure that you sing for Krishna. You express something. That you speak to Krishna through your song, through your singing. And the third, be patient, be calm. Know at the moment this is the best place where you can be, the best thing you can do. So once again, let us sing one more time. And try to sing from that place where we can address Krishna. Please sing now. Stone heart kirtan, marble. Yeah, that's cool, but doesn't serve our purpose. And there is kirtan where you enter this heart of kirtan. And again, it is so simple and so, let us say, so obvious. It's not that this is construed or yes, that Sachinanda Swami is anyways from a village called Europe. that's not so relevant for us here. No, we can see it in the Shastras, and we can see in our own memory, or let us say in our own experience, I wanted to say, that if we chant from this place, it is very nice. I must confess to you, in this life, I don't have the ability to express the music that is inside of me in an audible way. I tried to learn violin and I played a little, but it was what came out was not the music of my heart. I then thought, well, the instrument is maybe too outdated, let me learn guitar. So I learned the guitar and I tried to express the music that was inside through this instrument. Also, it was so amateurish. I could only play some children's songs and so on. And so it is with my voice. It is broken. It is not able to keep a tone. I'm having this here to just make sure I stay on this same scale and so on. But I have learned one thing. The music of the heart has to be sung with the heart. Or kirtan that is deeply satisfying our heart and deeply purifying our heart has to be also sung from that place. No? Since I'm doing this, devotees are overlooking my broken voice and everything else and request me to sing. Not because it is a nice song, I'm not and so on. I have no abilities here, but because I try to chant and enter the heart of Kirtan. Try. It's not always possible, but at least try. So this is what I wanted to share with all of you. I hope sincerely it was useful. What were the three steps, just so that we quickly go through them? First, where do we start? With ourselves. No? We make sure that the real me is singing. No? I go and leave all these external roles which I may play outside of the kirtan, but here the real me is singing. No? That I'm a part of Krishna. The second step was singing for Krishna, addressing Krishna. Yes, you can do this even by closing your eyes, and I think you all have a favorite deity where you like to go on pilgrimage, perhaps in Alachua. Some of you come from Alachua. Name of the deities in Alachua? Radhe Shyam Sundar, yes. Or you have other deities which you appreciate, depending on where you are from, or maybe your most appreciated deity is not from your hometown but somewhere else. So you step before Krishna. And the third is, I always need to tell myself patience. I have sometimes ants in my dhoti. But I tell myself, this is the best place to be in kirtan, because the whole purpose of the material world and for being here is to remember Krishna. But these are very simple things. I see some of you are noting them down. Just do them and you will see great effects. Even miracles happen. Yes? Amazing miracles. He who was called came. That's a miracle. Good, so let me watch the wristwatch. Oops, time is almost up. So, do you have any quick questions about this subject? I saw this devotee at the first, next to Walker. Yes, please speak loud enough.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class. I have a quick question that relates to something you covered yesterday as well and today as well. So you said, you told your story about how you were in the German version of Walmart with your mother, where you first heard the kirtan. And I think a lot of devotees, kirtan and prasadam are two major factors why a lot of devotees get connected to the movement, right? And the first time that happens, it's usually heartless. Like, you weren't looking for the kirtan, or you were not, your heart was not with Krishna or thinking about Krishna when you heard it the first time. But that is so effective that you get attracted to the movement so much, and you remember that even for after a year, and you were chanting it when you were watching the movie, right? So how do those two things relate? In a sense, it's some kind of a paradox or contradiction.
Mm-hmm. Very nice question. Yes, I do understand. Our devotee said, this was, you were young, you did not know anything, and still you connected so much. My dear devotees, I will say something highly controversial now. Therefore, you need to really listen carefully to understand my meaning. Sometimes, with all our knowledge, we may put it on an automatic pilot. It may not be any longer heartfelt or sincere, although we know so much. And then we see devotees who are rough, who are easily angry, who are judgmental. Have they really totally understood everything? And sometimes we may see a new beginner, like I met on the airplane from New York to Dallas the security chief of the American president, you know, and he was next to me, he watched me chanting, and he then said, "Sir, excuse me." "Yes, what?" You're believing in God?" I said, "Very much so." I'm reciting his name. "Very, very, very interested." I said, "Where do you live?" He said, "Washington." And then I said, "You must be the President of the United States." "No," he said, "I'm just Mr. Snow." But yes, I'm there. And then he told what he does. And then I just asked him something about the White House, you know. And he said, "You know, it's only egos who moves there. Egos. And I'm tired of it." Sometimes there's a lot of ego in spiritual movements also. And we are so tired of it. Every one of us has seen these egos moving in the garb of, you know. So, I think at that time when I saw the devotees, I didn't know Chaitanya Charitamrita, I couldn't quote Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But I remembered every day I was chanting, "Oh God, please help me, I'm so wild. Help me that I become okay. So that you can take me to you." That was a genuine expression of devotion. There's a lot of spirituality outside the movement also, genuine. There's no doubt the philosophy and the expression of the of her philosophy, chanting the Lord's name and serving Him, that is so high. I have never seen anything more spiritually rich than what Prabhupada said. But sometimes the spirit needs to be brought back. The marble hearts need to be exchanged again when the real hearts come. And this may happen also to all of us. You were born in Krishna consciousness. Many of you joined when you were young. You may also have to make a deep inventory about your heart and the heart of kirtan, and then maybe join the movement for a second time. I meet many people like you, jewels. They can go so far, much farther. Farther than we old guys. But I see they need to join obviously twice. First is you're born and you do anything that your parents do. They say, "Let's go to the temple," and you don't argue with them. You just, they carry you, and that's where you go, you know, that day. But then comes the time when you need to sit down and say, "What do I want? What is my expression of Krishna consciousness?" And that's almost a joining for the second time. Automatic repetition of dogma doesn't help anyone. It has to come from the own heart. So yes, I was at that time very much praying to God to help me to move forward and help me to break my very, it was not super sinful, but my habits which were harmful for my progress, and then he sent me the devotees. And I have stayed on this course and really appreciated every single hour of the experience. I would love to be more in question and answers, but we took we have covered the time which we had, unfortunately. And Bada Hari is also there. His kirtan is going on, and I think we should. 1 hour is good, and we can meet again in other situations in the future. But it was a genuine joy to be with all of you. My God, these are brilliant jewels.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. I feel you both instructed us how to chant with our heart and gave us the experience today as well. And on behalf of this group, the Sangha Initiative, I really would like to invite you again next year, and hopefully this becomes not a one-off thing, but we can do more and more with our North American youth.
Maybe some of you don't know about the Sangha Initiative. Do you all know what that is? Mostly? No, someone says. Just briefly say, and how to contact you.
Sure.
And all.
Sangha Initiative has been going on for many years in North America. It's our North American youth group. We do now a twice a year retreat, one in the summer, Gitanagari, which is coming up in August, and also a Vrindavan Yatra every year during Christmas break. And it's brought together really youth from all over North America. And the intention in the name, the Sangha Initiative, is really deep Sangha, where we can reveal our minds in confidence and hear someone else's mind. This aspect of Sangha is really in the core of it. In my experience with all of our retreats that we do, is that through this we create really lifelong friendships and understand Krishna consciousness with the help of one another. And I'll put in our group chat, there's a WhatsApp group chat that most of you are probably on for this program, some of the things that are coming up with TSI and how to be involved. I also want to mention that if you want to stay in contact with Maharaj, he does a newsletter, a monthly newsletter called the Sharanagati Newsletter. So I'll put a link there, as well as many other live lectures and so on and so forth.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So yes, have a wonderful remainder of the Sadhu Sangha. Is it going well for you? It's quite heart purifying. No? It's not always the most easy, but stay with us. And chant and dance and all of that is very good. I thank you very much, and I will see you in the Kirtan Hall. Hare Krishna.
Jai Prabhu Ki, Jai Prabhu Ki.